Jacob's ladder and his bow. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Genesis 28 and verse 12. Through the scheming of his mother, Jacob had deceived his father into thinking he was the firstborn, Esau, and thus Jacob had obtained the blessing of the birthright. To escape the wrath of his brother Esau, his father Isaac sent him away at the mother's insistence to her brother Laban at Padan Aram. He was as sharp a deceiver as Jacob. But on the way, Jacob came to Bethel and lay down to sleep. It was no doubt a painful experience to leave his godly home when all around was a heathen world. Sin had driven him out to be a lonely wanderer. His way was solitary, his journey not without danger. Be sure your sin will find you out is an inexorable law of God. Jacob's pillow was now a hard stone. The gloom of the night only added to his inward anguish of heart. But Jacob was the chosen of God for sovereign and divine purposes. Jacob was spoken of as the lot of his inheritance, that is, the ground upon which God would build his eternal purpose. Jacob, therefore, was heir to an everlasting portion which could never be lost. In sending him away, his father sent him away with blessing, not with rebuke. Here at Bethel, God made himself known to Jacob, and in doing so, made no mention of his failure. But there would be 20 years of discipline before Jacob would be rid of his pretense to be Esau. When sleep closed Jacob's eyes, a marvelous vision was given him. Now this was not a common dream, but a vision under divine direction and divine influence. First of all, look at the ladder which he saw in the vision. The ladder. The remarkable thing about his vision is that God came in at the beginning of Jacob's wandering, with its consequent discipline, to assure him that he was loved of God and cared for by him. The Lord's purposes stood fast. Jacob's failure did not change God's purpose in grace. Behold, a ladder set up on earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, denoting as it did, first of all, God's providence and bringing about the good of his chosen people, which is steady, firm, and sure, and reaches to all things here on earth. And in a special manner is concerned about Abraham's seed Israel, their protection and safety, and which is governed according to the will and counsels and purposes of God in heaven. This would be very encouraging to Jacob in this present circumstance, when fleeing from home. Behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. You see, it points really to the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the mediation of Christ, who in his human nature was to be in the fullness of time on earth, here to live a while and to obey and to suffer and to die. His divine nature was the top of the ladder which reached to heaven, and where he was before his incarnation, and from which heaven he came down to earth. Here he was then, in human nature, set up on the earth. When on earth, here he was in human nature, when on earth, and as man, ascended on high, when he had done his work and is now higher than the heavens. The foot of the ladder rested on earth, which was a clear picture of God's beloved Son assuming our humanity as a babe in Bethlehem, in living the life of a common carpenter, in laying down his life for us, in giving himself a ransom for many, and in offering himself as a sacrifice to die a felon's death upon the accursed tree. This is where the ladder stands, in the miry clay of our manhood. But see where it rises. The one who came down so far, the same ascended to heaven above, for he was ever co-equal with the Father in power, in wisdom, in dignity, in holiness, and in truth. The bottom of the ladder reached down to man. The top of it reached up to God. Thus a link was formed between the two. He can, therefore, as this ladder, be viewed as the mediator who has reconciled things in heaven and things on earth, and joined heaven and earth together in himself. It may also point to him as the way to the Father, of access to the Father, and acceptance with the Father, by which he communicates the blessings of grace to men. Now look at the blessing. Surely the Lord is in this place, said Jacob, and I knew it not. Of course, he is everywhere. He was here in the revelation of his saving grace. It is only that revelation of God in Christ which can subdue restless flesh and tell those who feel outcast of his own purpose and grace. God's only way to bless is to bring man to himself. And he can only do that through the revelation and sacrifice of his Son. God was no longer afar off at Bethel, he was near. Jacob was no longer an outcast, but the object of God's peculiar care. There were material blessings for Jacob, such as the promised land and the great increase of his natural seed. He was to spread abroad in every direction. But there was to be spiritual blessing of greater value. In thy seed, Christ, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 28 and verse 14. I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Verse 15. God was there in grace through the revealing of his Son as the ladder, or else there would have been no such rich promise. The dream calmed Jacob. The promise refreshed him. Now look at the vow that he made. And Jacob vowed a vow. Verse 20. If something is of God, we must be true to it and pledge ourselves to it. God was the God of Bethel, and Bethel means the house of God. Through the ladder, there was made known a way for Jacob to rise to God. And in honor of this revelation, he set up a pillar and anointed it. The God of Bethel is the God of our vows. Jacob vowed that God would be his God. He made a solemn dedication of his heart to him. God never forgets that. Later on, he was to say, I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointedst the pillar, and where thou vowedst a vow unto me. Genesis 31 and verse 13. Nor should we forget the day we gave ourselves to the Lord. Oh, let us put our feet upon the ladder, the Lord Jesus, and through him ascend to the throne of God, which is high over all the earth. The Lord Jesus alone is our approach to God. Hear the words, the beautiful hymn by Mr. Doddridge. O God of Bethel, by whose hand thy people still are fed, who through this weary pilgrimage hast all our fathers led, our vows, our prayers we now present before thy throne of grace. God of our fathers, be the God of their succeeding race. Through each perplexing path of life, our wandering footsteps guide. Give us each day our daily bread and raiment fit provide. O spread thy covering wings around till all our wanderings cease, and at our Father's loved abode our souls arrive in peace. Such blessings from thy gracious hand our humble prayers implore, and thou shalt be our chosen God and portion evermore. Amen.